The old idea was that employment was an outcome of recovery. And now we're seeing that that's not necessarily true, that employment is a part of recovery. I'm Leslie Alloway. I am the Rehabilitation Program Specialist, or RPS, for mental health and substance abuse. The evidence shows that being employed helps with a number of things. It helps with symptom reduction. It helps with medication compliance. It helps with a decrease in substance use if that problem, you know, coexists with the mental health problems. The evidence shows that as people become employed, their substance use generally declines. May not disappear, or at least not initially, but it generally declines. It's a very hopeful model. There's a lot of hope in it. And I think that's something that we might have been missing before, because we all just assumed that the diagnosis of mental illness was so overwhelming that it was going to consume people's lives and there really wasn't any hope for recovery. And we're turning that around. So you're beginning to see people with hope, people who are really thinking about getting back into the workforce and kind of rejoining the world, if you will. When I worked as a counselor, I worked with people who were visually impaired. A lot of them older adults who were losing their vision as they aged. And something I saw over and over again was because they were losing their ability to do some things, some specific tasks, emotionally they were afraid that they were losing their ability to be competent adults. And helping them to, you know, find other ways to do some of those tasks and kind of get back to a place where they felt like that wasn't the case, that they, okay, I'm losing my vision, but that doesn't mean I'm not a competent adult. You know, that was extremely empowering and freeing for people. It's the same thing with any kind of disability, and maybe even more so with one that's so stigmatized and so overwhelming as severe mental illness. You have to get people to the place where they can see, you know, okay, yeah, I've got this illness and I'm going to have to learn to deal with it and it's going to impact my life, but it doesn't mean that I can never ever again be a competent adult in this society. That's where the hope comes in. That's what work is. It's part of being a competent adult in this society.